So it's important for us to be able to measure our success, what our milestones are, our goals, our aims, our targets. So we need to set meaningful milestones and then measure how successful we are as we go along. In the next lesson, we'll be talking about key performance indicators, in particular for Chrome extensions. But now let's run through how you set goals and celebrate milestones. So it's important to reflect on that progress that's been made from planning to launching, that you've got those SMART goals in mind that we ran through in one of the earlier modules, and that you work backwards to identify these milestones and the appropriate target dates, and that you're checking in on your goals and making any course corrections that are necessary. So some example milestones, we can categorize them differently. So we've got financial goals. So you might say, I want to get to 3,000 MRR within 3 months. User-based goals, so have 1,000 active users within 3 months. Growth goals, say you want 20% growth year on year, or specific KPI goals, which as I say, we'll run through in the next lesson. So we want to have under 5% churn by December. You can have referral goals, so we want to have 5% of our new users coming via referrals next quarter. Content marketing goals, so I want to publish 30 blog posts by Christmas. Social media goals, 100 tweets within 6 months, increase followers to 5,000 on the Facebook page by Easter, etc., etc. You get the idea. So it's important to set those goals and review them and assess that progress. Otherwise, you're just blindly bashing away as best as you can, but without any clear plan and without any clear measurement on what's working well and what needs to be adjusted. So let's celebrate each milestone that you achieve, but you will need to course correct and make adjustments and revisit those goals and see if they are actually attainable and if they are the correct things to be focusing on. And when you do hit a milestone, then you want to celebrate each one and reward yourself and your team if you've got one for the accomplishment, and take a mini break before you aim for your next milestone. Okay, so that's it for this lesson, and in the next one, we'll be talking about the key performance indicators that you need to be mindful of and try to improve as you work on your Chrome extension business. All right, I'll see you in the next lesson.